Kevin, you'll love this. I'm at the store. This is why I rarely leave the house, and I used to work at a grocery store, so I should have known this. It's like watching a reruns of Happy Days when you'd see people pushing around the carts, and it was like a singles pickup kind of thing.
Yeah.
Instead of swiping left or right. I have no idea. I'm in the freezer section. I'm looking for my favorite.
I just had this picture of you just trolling through the Big Bear back in the old days, finding the women who don't have a kid in the cart with them and be like, what's up, ladies? I got some coupons I can trade.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the kid, it gets odd. I wasn't doing any picking up. I was just looking. I was trying to pick up my black raspberry chip Grater's ice cream, but that's just me.
You just want to get the raspberries home. Then you're suddenly, you walk in like a piece of meat and all the ladies in the store, you know, the record scratches, all the heads turn. Ooh, and suddenly...
And oddly, I've never felt that way, but it was a very strange, awkward scenario. I'm with the cart, I'm in the freezer section, and there's people that are closer to what I'm trying to grab, and they're in between. Mm. So I'm being polite, and I'm waiting.
Are they oblivious people, like people who just stop their cart in the middle of the and go, now what do I need? Or were these people legitimately shopping?
Well, I don't know. At the time, I just thought they were shopping and doing what I like to do, which is just find the right thing and get out of there.
Efficient shopping.
Yes. So I'm there and I'm starting to reach in and they say, excuse me. And the guy goes, I just, you know, wanted to let my wife thinks you're quite attractive or whatever. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then she goes, yes, I think you are. My husband's okay with this. And I freeze because I don't understand exactly what they're talking about. I don't know how to respond to that.
Can we start this again? Because I think you have to start it by saying, dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me. Isn't that how these stories all start?
I think they do from my vast experience of only research for the show. That's all it is. Yes. I don't know anything about any of that.
So when the account comes in and says, why do we have $20,000 in pornography? It's for research, man. I'm a professional.
I'm sure it's deductible. I don't know how that works. I got a guy. So I'm there and I can't process it and I freeze up, which is usually what happens for me. And I go, thanks. And then she goes, well, no, seriously, he's okay with this. I just wanted to let you know. What do you think about that?
No, wait, hold on. I'm having trouble processing this because right now this is what I'm picturing. I am picturing you on laundry day going to the store in like the worst outfit ever, not having shaved. And I picture this woman that looks like Stifler's mom and somebody who looks like a Russian pimp.
Oh,
Am I anywhere close with any of that description?
That's a weird leaving Las Vegas picture that I don't really like at all.
I want to know what everyone looked like. What's going on? Give me a take.
It was just a dude. He was just, I don't know if I wasn't even paying attention. He was just a regular guy. And all I was, I don't know what I was wearing.
Average guy from Ohio, lives in the suburbs just, kind of thing.
The wife was good looking. I mean, she was probably in her mid 30s or so. I would say, I mean, she was smoking hot actually.
Okay.
But I was going in there. I had a list. I had my stuff that I had to get. And again, my goal is always get in, get out. I'm not there to pick anybody up. I didn't know that was really a thing. But so I guess the question is that really a thing? And I'll expand how this played out because it was clear that I was awkward and there were other people in the aisle.
Like right next to you heard this and they're like, yeah, he's kind of hot. You better get this guy. Land on him fast.
Well, I don't know if they were, you know, talking back and forth. I heard a couple of chuckles and whatever. And I'm just.
You sure those chuckles weren't in your head? It's all the bullies from school just laughing in your head.
It might have been. I might have caught a beating or two in school. I don't know. I can either confirm or deny. I blacked out a lot of that. So I go to, it's really like three freezer cases from the end of the aisle. So I grab my ice cream. I say thanks. And they're saying a couple other things, and I'm just getting out.
See,
I gotta go.
I look at this. This is playing out one of two ways: either the greatest experience of your life, or you in a bathtub full of ice, missing a kidney.
My fear didn't even go as far as the kidney because I couldn't understand what was apparently going on. I mean, it didn't even make any sense. You know what I mean? It was like somehow I'm sitting in a restaurant and someone comes in talking about like cleaning a car. The two didn't seem to put together for me. So I go around the corner and the woman's laughing. She goes, that was weird, huh? And she starts laughing. She goes, you know, they were picking you up.
You mean the cashier was or just some other random
woman? No, just a woman with a cart around the corner as I was trying to go down the way to get the other crap I had to get. So everybody else knew what was going on, apparently, but me.
Did you try the Axe body spray, like, in the aisle before you went around the corner here? Because you got two random women coming and talking to you, obviously, about sex stuff.
Well, she was, well, you know, and I didn't even realize what was happening.
She may have been trying to pounce herself. Maybe this new woman was like, you know, they're trying to pick you up, but you're mine first, buddy.
Well, and I might have been interested in that. If the woman had been by herself, I would have been like, oh, this is interesting. Maybe that would be that penthouse letter you're talking about.
Yeah.
But with the dude, I'm look, I am wholesome and innocent, naive to the ways of the world, more or less. And I know that doesn't sound believable, but it's close to true.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Have you ever had that happen? I mean, where somebody's tried to pick you up?
Well, no, I've actually had people try to pick me up before, once or twice, believe it or not. That's happened.
Well, I believe it, but I mean, I had a grocery store. Where's the weirdest place that's ever happened to you? Because I couldn't, I mean, it didn't even register. It's not, I mean, I picture that happening like at a bar, maybe a concert, maybe a show.
I was at an outdoor pool in a motel pool in like Oxnard, California. This woman who was clear, I was like in my 30s, and this woman was probably at least in her mid 50s. She was in a bikini. Okay. She looked pretty good for her 50s, but I mean, she was older. She comes, walks up to me, she goes, okay, let's go. And I'm like, what?
Let's
She's
go.
Like, let's go to my room.
Dude.
And I'm like,
did you immediately hear?
Yeah, you hear the porno soundtrack in the background. And I'm just like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm married. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she walked away. And then later she picked up somebody else. I don't think she was a prostitute either. I just think she was just horny.
Well, sometimes you got needs. You got to get fulfilled. So it never even occurred to me about the prostitution thing. So then that gets me worried. Were they doing some type of thing where they were like, well, you're interested and it'll cost you? See, that's all. That sounds like a weird trap to me.
It does sound like a trap. But I mean, look, here's the thing. It would freak me out. Because when she says my husband's okay with it, that's immediately like, hey, let's go check into a hotel. Dude, I remember back in the day when they'd have the big troughs in the men's bathroom at like a sports stadium. I couldn't even pee in those troughs with all those guys around me. There is
I'm totally with you. I remember going to Cleveland Municipal Stadium to see the Indians play when I was a kid with my uncle, back when nobody went to see the Indians. So much so that you get a foul ball and I'm trying to hurry. I'm all excited. Oh, I got to get a foul ball. And he's like, dude, finish your hot dog. There's nobody. Nobody cares. Go get the ball later.
There's three of them lying on the ground. You'll get them later.
Exactly. So I remember going in there and they had the stalls. I'd never seen anything like it. I remember going to a Browns game in the same type of scenario.
Yeah.
But I was older and they're crowded in there and they had those troughs. Back in elementary school, no doors on the stall.
Yeah.
I don't want to be watched. I'd wait. I'd hold it to go home. I don't need to be looked at. I don't even like
Would
people.
Would you ever like go and you'd stand there and you go, I just can't go. I can't go. If I stand here long enough, maybe people will think I've gone and I can then just leave. Because then you don't want to stand there and not go. Because then why are you there?
Well, see, that didn't even occur to me. See, there's a lot of awkward bathroom situations, yeah. Right? And in 2019 world that we live in now, you want to talk, here's a really awkward turn from starting at the grocery store with a couple trying to pick me up for a pseudo threesome or some crap. I don't know. Maybe you wanted to wash me with the wife. That I would have been almost better at then, by the way, than having it be a three thing. No, but nothing against that if that's what you do.
It sounded like she's like, she wanted to bang you and he was going to, I don't know, was he going to give you notes afterwards? I didn't take it as he was going to be involved in it.
I take criticism well, an improvement. I want to please and satisfy the woman, but I don't need him telling me how to make his wife happy.
Yeah.
That, see, there's all kinds of wrong that deals with that.
They would say, like, okay, let's the three of us go find another guy and we can all watch, and this just doesn't end.
No. No, that's a weird pay-per-view thing. Or something. I don't even know what anybody pays for that kind of thing anymore. There's something on the internet about that. I don't even know.
Who pays for those? Yeah.
But it brings me up to the bathroom problem.
Okay.
And you mentioned being awkward and uncomfortable. I had a situation at dinner about a week ago,
uh-huh.
And it's not the first time it's happened. There's a little kid in the bathroom by himself who can't quite reach up to get the faucets and the soap to wash his hands.
Okay.
And no dad around. And I'm there, and there's nobody else. And immediately I'm thinking, well, I gotta help the kid. But then how weird does it look? He's not my kid. I'm a middle-aged dude, and I'm in the bathroom, and there's a little dude.
Mm.
I mean, there's a lot of wrong there. I don't even know. Why do you send your little kid to the bathroom
how
by himself? You know he can't
kid?
Reach it.
How little was this kid?
I don't know. 5, 6 years old? I mean, you know, just a little guy.
Just take him into the bathroom. I'm assuming he was there with his mom. And his mom
Maybe.
Didn't want to go in. I mean, that's what, or sister or something like that.
I would have gone to the bathroom with my mom, I think, at that age. Even though I remember doing that, and I hated that as a kid. I'd be like, nah, man, I can go to the bathroom on my own. I don't want to go with you, you know, mom. But that was the 70s, you know. That there's a difference between that and 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, I'm so leery of it because all they say, oh, I would help the kid wash his hands in the bathroom. The next thing you know, why were you touching the kid? Because you left him in there alone and he needed help.
Yeah.
But I'm leery of that. I want to run away from that because I just don't want anybody pointing the finger in the allegation of some weird impropriety.
There's a certain point where it's just for a kid, you're supposed to wash your hands, but you shouldn't wash your hands after. But just go out, go find your mom. She probably has Purell in her handbag or something. There are times where you shouldn't wash your hands.
Well,
and I'll tell you, I'll give you a great example of one because it sparked this. It has nothing to do with little children in the bathrooms. Let's swerve away from that topic because I don't want to get arrested.
No, yeah. You know what they do to a guy like me in jail? I'd have to hurt and shank somebody immediately so as to not to become somebody's wife, which again is an awkward, uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
Or a rag doll, rather, probably not even the wife.
I could see you in a beautiful bride's outfit. It, you know, you look, you have the figure for it. But,
well, thank you for that.
Anyway, so we went through Death Valley, a friend of mine. We drove all the way up and we were trying to find Death Valley because we'd never been there and we wanted to go, which is in Central California. I'd fallen asleep when he came out of LA and then we stopped at this gas station. He was filling up and I went to the bathroom and there was a sign there that said on the mirror, it says, do not drink the water. On this date, which was like a week or so ago, it says fecal cholera was detected in this water. And I said, drink it. I'm not going to wash my hands in it.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's one of those no touch and just get out. I think that's safer that way.
I know. Yes, in case you're touching things. But I know where that's been. And I know there's no fecal cholera anywhere involved in where I felt bad having flushed the toilet at that point.
I don't even like hearing fecal cholera come out of your mouth, let alone the thought of actually having it. There's nothing good that comes from it. It's like you may as well get some Giardia while you're at it, too.
Quit talking about fecal or cholera coming out of my mouth, because that's both disgusting.
That's an understatement, yeah. Yes, it's all kinds of wrong.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.